This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Tuesday, June 4th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Activating Ag for Trump. House GOP pads margin with Ag District. Cheers and a jeer for USDA poultry proposal. Capitol Hill fundraiser puts Ag focus on Trump campaign. House Ag Committee Chairman Glenn Thompson and his counterpart on House Natural Resources, Bruce Westerman, headlined an ag-focused fundraiser for Donald Trump at the Capitol Hill Club Monday night. Number of other House members made appearances, as did top agribusiness lobbyists. Former House Speaker Newt Gingrich also on hand with his wife Castilla, a former ambassador to the Vatican. Kip Thom, who served as ambassador to the UN Food and Ag Programs during the Trump administration and co-chaired the fundraiser, described the event as, quote, very successful. Now take note, in an interview with AgriPulse Steve Davis, Thom said additional events are planned around the country. There'll be one in Pennsylvania, and there could be others around the Farm Progress Show in Iowa and Dairy Expo in Wisconsin. Thom said, quote, it's all about engaging, activating, and making sure people are advocates more than anything to get out and vote. We can talk about how we want to see this kind of policy and this kind of reform. The reality is, if we don't get Donald Trump elected as president, none of these conversations matter. Republicans pad House margin with Fong. Representative Vince Fong of California was sworn in last night to the seat vacated by the retirement of former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. The heavily agricultural 20th district includes much of the southern Central Valley. Republicans now have 218 seats to 213 for Democrats. Four seats are vacant. BASF applies to EPA for approval of Engenia. BASF is seeking EPA approval of its dicamba herbicide product, Engenia, for use in soybean and cotton. That according to a Federal Register notice published today. The agency is accepting comments on the proposed label for 30 days. Bayer already has submitted proposals for label Extendamax, its dicamba product. By yesterday's deadline, there were 232 comments on the docket. The companies have to apply because a federal judge vacated the registrations of the three dicamba products in February. The other herbicide is Tavium, made by Syngenta. All were registered for use in soybean and cotton. As it did with the Bayer submission, EPA said the latest application would be subject to a 17-month review period, which could threaten its use for growers in 2025. EPA said because, quote, it expects a large stakeholder interest in this application, it included BASF proposed labeling in the docket. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Dairy Management Incorporated serves America's 34,000-plus dairy farmers and dairy importers by managing research and marketing programs aimed at promoting dairy consumption and protecting the good image of dairy farmers, dairy products, and the dairy industry. Funded entirely by dairy farmers, DMI has distinguished itself as a strategic consultant and valuable resource to businesses and organizations in the food and beverage sector that seek to increase sales and raise their image through the innovative use of dairy and dairy ingredients. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Groups react to proposed poultry competition rule. Groups that are critical of consolidation of the poultry industry, welcoming a USDA proposal that would guarantee poultry farmers a base price for their birds. The proposal also would create a, quote, duty of fair compensation to growers and would require companies to disclose additional information about financial opportunities and risks for growers when it comes to capital investments. Campaign for Contract Agriculture Reform Policy Director Stephen Etka called the rule, quote, an important next step in bringing fairness to the contracting practices used by large poultry companies. the National Farmers Union, Rural Advancement Foundation, International and Food and Water Watch also praised USDA's move. But the National Chicken Council President Mike Brown said in a statement that, quote, the rule, which Congress never asked for, will lead to rigid, one-size-fits-all requirements on chicken growing contracts that would stifle innovation, lead to higher costs for consumers, decrease competition, and cost jobs by driving some of the best farmers out of the chicken business. Select cucumbers recalled due to salmonella concerns. Fresh Start Produce Sales, Inc. of Delray, Florida, has voluntarily recalled whole cucumbers that shipped to 14 states last month due to potential salmonella contamination. Many cucumbers and English cucumbers are not included in the recall. The recall cucumbers shipped in bulk cartons from May 17th to 21st directly to retail distribution centers, wholesale and food service distributors, according to a voluntary recall notice posted on the Food and Drug Administration's site. The recall cucumbers shipped to Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Illinois, Maryland, North Carolina, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, Tennessee, Virginia, and West Virginia. The company initiated the recall after the Pennsylvania Department of Agriculture found that a sample tested positive for salmonella. FDA is determining if this sample is related to an ongoing salmonella outbreak. Juror dismissed from child nutrition case after alleged bribery attempt. A juror was dismissed yesterday from a child nutrition fraud case in Minnesota after allegedly being the subject of a $120,000 bribe attempt, multiple media outlets reported. Assistant U.S. Attorney Joseph Thompson said in the courtroom that a woman left a bag of cash with the Minnesota juror's father-in-law and promised another if the juror would vote in favor of acquitting several accused participants, that according to the Minnesota Reformer. The juror called 911 after arriving home and the FBI picked up the money, the report said. FSA opens applications for grassland CRP sign-up. The Farm Service Agency is taking applications for the Grassland Conservation Reserve Program. The sign-up will run through June 28th, that according to a press release. Grassland CRP allows farmers to graze the land they enroll, while land in the general sign-up can only be grazed in emergency conditions. Some 8.64 million acres are now enrolled in Grassland CRP. The broader CRP program has 24.8 billion acres. Well, that's Daybreak for this Tuesday, June 4th. Brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Dowling.